you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Friday, January 20th, 2017. It's the day of our grand opening open house. It's finally come, everyone. It's a gathering to celebrate what God has done, is doing, and we trust will continue to do in the days ahead. And your involvement and your participation these many years, or maybe these many months, or maybe today you're new to the radio ministry, well, we say come on out to Lincoln Square between the hours of 4 and 8 p.m., realizing that this morning's program re-airs in the evening. Some of you need to get in your car right away and head over here, but we have some great music in the food court and some artists that will bless your socks off, as Herb the radio servant would often say. So come on and head out to Lincoln Square, the parking on the south side of the mall. And there's a parking garage on the north end, just north of the hotel. And if you stay past 5:30, it's free. So if you come out at 4 o'clock and leave at 4:30, you'll have to pay a little fee. But if you come out at 4 or 5 and stay till 6 or 7 or 8, it's free because there's no parking attendant. And it's not anything I'm trying to pull over anyone. The parking attendant said, hey, here's what you do. If you come and I'm gone, then it's free. So he said that that's how you can work it. So come on out and enjoy an evening with other Great News Radio friends. Giordano's Pizza is doing 18 pizzas both days. So we'll have pizzas at 4:45, 5:45, and 6:45. So each time we get six pizzas, six fresh ones, two cheese, two sausage, two deluxe, and we'll do that at 4:45, 5:45, and 6:45. And then tomorrow we'll get six pizzas, pizzas at 11, 12, and 1. But we have Piatto's Pinwheel Sandwiches, and Ken and Jan Roderick have all sorts of fixins and treats and snacks. I think Holly wanted to do something. She invited a bunch of her Chinese friends, so she said, I got to have some egg rolls or spring rolls or something. So there's snacks and desserts, Tootsie Roll Banks for the first 504 people that show up. There's book signings and artwork that'll be for sale and for you to enjoy, and then a whole bevy of Christian artists that'll be in the food court. And so you can check out our website, greatnewsradio.org, and see the listing. But everything from harpists to Les Gioia doing a Patrick Henry rendering. I'm not quite sure. He kind of does an oratory as if he's Patrick Henry. We'll have guitars and some sing-alongs and a variety of music, violins, a couple skits by the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, and we'll cap it off 1 p.m. on Saturday with Donna Collins driving in from Indiana with her accordion.
Oh.
So some people, they say, an accordion? I haven't heard anyone play that for 60 years, you know. So these senior saints, or maybe some young people that have never even heard what's an accordion, that'll be at 1 o'clock on Saturday. So a lot of music tonight, especially featuring Kelly McCollin. She's a singer-songwriter, Christian artist. She'll play the piano and guitar. She'll be around 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. James Mark Maxey will sing with his guitar. And then about 6:45, Tammy Renee Harris is going to put on a full concert. And she's very gifted. And she's traveled with the Gaither Homecoming. And she's kind of like a cabaret singer, but a Christian version of that. I mean, just the high ranges and yet the fun-loving popular songs and Christian songs. So you're going to be really encouraged and blessed if you come out tonight. And then tomorrow we'll have a whole nother round of Christian authors and artists, along with the book signing. Joey Kroll and Marianne Offenstein will be there tonight with their books, as well as Dr. Z, who's going to share about our upcoming wellness workshops. So a lot of reasons to come out tonight and rub shoulders with the general public. Come on, Christians, bring that fragrance of Christ with you, and let's see what God does through this Great News Radio Center. And then we'll just celebrate what he's doing. There'll hopefully, if I can pull it together, be a little PowerPoint presentation on some of the progress at the center and the variations of how things have changed over these past 4 months. But tonight's the official grand opening open house, and we can't wait to celebrate with you. Yesterday, I had a senior group in here, Audrey and Gary Ricketts and some other listeners. I won't name everyone by name, but I got to spend an hour straight. I didn't even take up a breath. I think I went, they were like amazed. I could talk for an hour straight, tell them stories and give them some history. And so I'll be doing that tonight somewhat, and meeting you and greeting you and hugging you. And a lot of great volunteers helped set up yesterday to get this place all ready and make it accessible. And wait till you see when you come up to the center what we have out in front of it. So look forward to seeing you tonight between 4 and 8 p.m. and then tomorrow from 9 to 2 p.m. at Lincoln Square in Urbana. And we look forward to seeing you. So, you haven't seen this yet. I'm still working on pulling this all together so it's ready to hand out tonight. But by way of an announcement, Sunday, February 26th, Huntley Brown is coming to town. Some of you might be familiar with him from the Billy Graham Crusades. He grew up in the Bahamas, I think. And he's like, hello, man, we're going to praise the Lord. Hey, do you have a Bahama accent or something you can help me out here?
I don't, brother.
we can try.
We don't got one of those. Yes.
We're going to praise the Lord. A great entertainer, but so much more than that.
You know, it's so easy to praise the Lord when it's like 85 degrees every day.
Yeah, that's true. So he'll be coming Sunday, February 26th. We'll have information about that. It'll be a concert at the Meadowbrook Community Church, sponsored by Great News Radio. And then in June, Ivan Parker, those of you that have joined us at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy for the last two or three years, joined by the Singing Men of GNN, but he's going to be putting on a concert here in the food court. We'll have a special meet and greet at the Great News Radio Center. And so more information about that in the days ahead. And then the wellness workshops, we'll probably have that up and running by next Thursday, where we'll have our first free wellness workshops for you to come and participate in. And then be involved in wellness walks here at Lincoln Square. So that'll be probably on a flyer or cardstock or something. I got to figure out what we can put on the back side of this. I don't know. How late can you stay up to this? Anyways, we'll see how we can pull that together. So, all right. Well, the Lord continues to have his way with our lives, whether we want to or not. Obviously, it's his best to surrender and be open and entertain. Okay, Lord, use me today. He's been using you a lot here lately, Jason, with different meetings and planning for the future, our upcoming trip to Israel, which incidentally, we're looking for one more man and one more female. So we're at full capacity. But I've been working with Lindy on all the flights and the arrangements. You know what? Two nights ago, I realized she had you and one other person on the wrong flight to return. It was going to be a day later.
Oh.
But it was like, wait a minute, everyone's leaving Israel at 11 in the morning.
That night in Tel Aviv we weren't going to tell you about.
Yeah. What happens in Tel Aviv stays in Tel Aviv.
Who was I going with?
It was another gal, too.
Oh, great.
So I was like, wait a minute, that's supposed to be 11 p.m. She had you on an 11 p.m. flight that night, where we're leaving at 11 a.m. So I said, Lindy, you got to get this set. So Jason returns with us. That would be nice. And there wouldn't be
my
rumors.
Wife would appreciate that.
Yeah, yes. So, oh boy, Jason, if I recounted all the unique ways God's been at work just since the last time we met on Wednesday, it'd be overwhelming. But on Wednesday, late in the afternoon, an artist came in and he wanted to introduce himself because we had talked about him maybe presenting, and he will be presenting on Saturday. But he said, here's my music, here's a CD. And so we talked and I did a radio spot with them. And then he said, oh, I see you're going to have the piano. I said, yeah, we're going to use that in the food court. On Monday night, my singing men director said it kind of needs to be tuned. And I said, what do you think? And he started playing on. He said, yeah, it definitely needs it. I said, yeah, I haven't figured out who to get. And he goes, I tune pianos. I'll be here tomorrow. So yesterday, he came in, tuned it all up for everyone. So it's good to go. And he said, nope, no charge.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, only God could have orchestrated the artist that's going to come in and help to say, oh, by the way, I'm a piano tuner. I'll tune it up for you for free. So thank you, God, for another unique way that he's worked to have this whole event come together to his glory. So come on out, everyone, 4 to 8 p.m. tonight and then 9 to 2 tomorrow at Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana.
Now, you know, it's interesting because you said you kind of made the exhortation and the call for people to come out and be the fragrance of Christ. And we talked about that, I think, on the program earlier in the week about this place being unique. It's in the marketplace. There are people who are coming in. They work for Health Alliance. There are people coming in to work and shop in the different businesses that are here. So there are definitely people who are not arriving planning on meeting Jesus, planning on even seeing him at work. And I think that's one facet of it. But one of the chapters I've been reading in the Bible over and over again since the time of my sabbatical, and even now, I read it every single day, is Isaiah 42 and 43.
And the sabbatical that never really got to be fully enjoyed because you were sick the whole time.
I was sick, yeah.
Let's get a petition up to the Community Evangelical Free Church of Muhammad that Jason deserves another sabbatical because he really didn't get to rest because he was sick most of the time.
You know, that is one that I would actually support. Yeah. I would have no problem saying, I think I want at least one of those weeks back. Because it was really kind of interesting because every day we would kind of get up and everybody would kind of just look at each other, you know, and your face is kind of, you know, when you're sick. And everybody would go like, well, I guess we'll just cross that off the calendar. And we just, you know, every day we just crossed off the going to Chicago or going to the museum or going to, and we kind of even had a fund ready to go so that we could go do some things as a family, go to bowling one day, and we're kind of like, Nope. You just couldn't even imagine doing any of those things. So I've been reading.
And you weren't the only one sick.
No. We traded it off. Yeah. It was my son. It was my wife. It was the kid. I mean, everybody kind of traded it off every couple days. And I was the last one, really, because I was the one who was. It was my problem, too, because I, you know what? I shouldn't have challenged it. I said at one point, oh, I think I'm going to dodge the bullet.
No.
And then it was like the next day, I'm like, ugh. And my wife is like, not too good. He didn't dodge the bullet. But reading 42 and 43, and in 42, and I preached on this a couple weeks ago, 42 in verse 18, it says, hear you deaf and look you blind that you may see. And for many of us in the Christian kind of context, when we hear deaf and we hear blind, we think of unbelievers. We think of people who don't know who Jesus is. Jesus heals people who are blind and deaf and they come to faith. So we think that when we see blind and deaf, that must mean unbelievers. And yet Isaiah, then in verse 19, says, who is blind but my servant? And so Isaiah is trying to, God speaking to Isaiah is trying to say, look, my people have lost sight of me and they have become blind and deaf. And I believe this with all my heart because I have experienced it. And I think we all have experienced it different times where we become kind of blind and deaf to the things that God is doing. We call those seasons desert seasons. We call those seasons in the valley, you know, difficult seasons where we're wondering where God is and how God is working because it doesn't seem like he's working around us. It doesn't seem like he's working in and through us, even though theologically we know that he is. Experientially, we might say, gosh, Lord, where are you? And let me just say that I want to give people freedom to understand that that's not sinful and that's not bad. David spends one third of the Psalms crying out and saying, God, where are you? And God, by his own admission, says David is a man after his own heart. Mm-hmm. And so don't think that because you're crying out and saying, Lord, where are you, that you're somehow sinful or bad. In fact, it's great that you're calling out and asking where the Lord is. Mm-hmm. But the Lord says, who's blind but my servant? He says, my servant has lost sight of me. He's lost sight of the things that I'm doing. And then he says, as we go into 43, he says to Isaiah in verse 8 of 43, he says, bring out the people who are blind yet have eyes, who are deaf and yet have ears. He says, all those people who are blind and deaf, who have lost sight of me and who are struggling to see me, bring them out so that they can see what is happening. They can see what I'm doing. They can see how I am at work.
Mm-hmm.
And then the chapter goes on to say, why would they be brought out to see his work? Well, verse 10, because you are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. And so he says, look, I need you to bring out the blind and the deaf people, those people who say they're my people but who have lost sight. I need you to bring them out and have them see me at work so that they will know that I am he. That I am who I said I was, that they would believe in me, that they would be reinforced in their belief. And so while we could say about the Great News Radio Center that we're here to be the fragrance of Christ in the mall, I want to say to people, come out tonight and come out tomorrow, because maybe you're in a season where you're in the desert or you're in the valley. Maybe you're in a season where life has been difficult and you're wondering where the heck God is and how God is at work, because it doesn't feel like he's doing that in your life, and you need to hear some God stories. You need to come in and see that. You know, a couple months ago, this was a shell of a place.
Right.
And that God erected walls and that he built a studio and that God put tables in here and he did all kinds of things. And that God is at work. And if God is at work here and you're a listener and you're listening, that means God is at work in your life because this is coming from here to you. And so just because God may feel distant to you, he's not. And you need to hear the stories of what God is doing. You need to be reminded. The only way we combat blindness and deafness in terms of our Christian walk is when we begin to get around other people and rub shoulders. Listen, there are some seasons where it may appear that you don't feel as blessed, but that's okay, because sometimes that allows you to better see the blessings that other people are experiencing and then rejoice with them. The Bible says that. The Bible commands us to rejoice with those who are being blessed. And so I think that it's a great idea to come out, if anything, to celebrate, but then also to have your faith be bolstered by the fact that God is at work. Look, if you're part of, Mark, you use this term all the time, the Great News Radio family, the listening family. We're all a part of a family, and the Gaithers sang it so well. I'm so happy to be part of the family of God. And when one person weeps, we all weep. And when one person struggles, we all struggle. And when one person is experiencing blessing, we are all blessed from it. And so we can come, and you can hear these stories, and you can see what God is doing, and you can rub shoulders with other people, and you can be encouraged. One of the great ways, I think, that I want to be careful if I say great ways, but one of the really abhorrent ways that Satan works is that when we begin to struggle, we divide ourselves from the very people who we're called to be encouraged by. And so one of the great things about this radio ministry, I think, is that unless Satan disconnects the radio, he can't stop it from coming into the home. A constant 24-hour encouragement. But praise God that this isn't kind of God at a distance. That you've made yourself, and this is one of the things I love about you, Mark, is that you've made yourself and this ministry accessible. That people can come and rub shoulders with you, that you want them to come and hear the stories. You want them to see the walls. And I know your heart. It's not about so that we can greater fund the ministry and we can do that. First and foremost, you just want to be a blessing to people. Yeah. And I think that that is the greatest sign of ministry being done the right way. When I'm not asking for anything in return, but I want to bless people.
Yeah, that was one of the unique things as we prayed about and talked about it. We're not going to have any offerings. There won't be any giving envelopes handed out. We just felt like we wanted people to come and celebrate. And so there's no like hidden agenda. We just want to come and celebrate and encourage you and be blessed by you and the artists and have food and fun. And I mean, this is a testimony. God has done this. And if you've tuned in for any number of weeks, there has just been stories of stories that only God could have fit the pieces together, the individuals or the circumstances or the rate of the lease or to be able to use the unit next door to us and on and on. And then people show up to do this task or to help or to lug this around. And it's just been a team effort. And the privilege of sharing yesterday with this group of seniors is I said, God's not done with any of you yet. The fact that you're still alive means his plans and purposes aren't totally realized yet. Right. He wants to utilize you or your gifts or your resources or your energies or your efforts. And a few said, how can we volunteer, which is music and magic to my ears.
Right.
And I think if you're tuned in today, God has a purpose and plan for you today.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And sometimes I think that it's just that we want big picture miracle. You know, we want the huge thing. And you could walk inside the Great News Radio Center and go, wow, and take that in and miss, absolutely miss all the little stories. You know, to walk by a table and go, gosh, thank you, God, for this table and chairs, because it's crazy how they arrived here. They shouldn't be here. The mall allowing you to use that. Thank you, God, for the piano arriving here. Thank you, God, that the windows are clean because somebody came in and offered to clean the windows and on and on and on. Every little bit. I mean, I don't know how many times I walked in here and you would say, oh, my gosh, praise God. You know, I needed some hooks. And the one guy had hooks and he brought them and now we have hooks. And I mean, it was just one thing after another where it's not just you walk in and you're like, whoa. When you stop and you kind of take it in and you begin to look at every little bit is kind of a whoa.
Yeah.
And as a total, it's God saying, I want to do nothing more than knock your socks off. But again, this is not, as a radio listening family, this is not about Mark or even Great News Radio. This is about the ministry and the family in the ministry. And so this is a great, it's like a family get-together where you get to invite everybody over and say, let's just talk about how cool it is to be a part of this family.
Yeah, yeah.
How cool it is to be a part of the family of God.
And like you said, it's his ministry, and our threefold goals, educate, edify, evangelize, it's happening. And that's why I'm so encouraged as people are growing and being nurtured. And again, some of those senior saints yesterday, they said, Mark, it's a comfort. It's a companion in the evening. I'm constantly schooled in biblical teaching. I'm constantly encouraged by the music, or I've been praying over a theme or a concept or a direction to take. And don't you know, that message came on. So we hope you'll participate. We hope you'll come out tonight. Just enjoy what God's doing here. And we could use your prayers. We'd love for you to come in and sit down and pray and look around. And you're going to find some friends here that you didn't know that they were maybe listeners or involved in the radio ministry. Or I'll get to celebrate. Some of our staff will be here and introduce you to them. And it's just going to be a great time.
Yeah, and all of it happens. Isaiah 43 and 4 tells me, 43 and 4 has become just one of my great life verses. I mean, I love it. It tells why God does all that he does. I mean, God does because he wants to push the mission forward. God does because he wants people to know who Jesus Christ is. God does for a myriad of reasons. But the core reason in Isaiah 43 and 4 says, because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. I mean, how more poignant do you need that God would set up this thing called the Great News Radio Center, Great News Radio in general, because of his great love for his people that he knew. I mean, how crazy is this? God knew that there would be a cadre of people who maybe at 2 in the morning would need to be lifted up, who maybe at 4 in the morning would need to be lifted up. And God redeemed something like radio and created this radio station so that his people would never be without an encouraging voice 24 hours a day. And why did he do that? Because he knows you're precious. He knows the enemy comes at night. He knows that you're honored and the enemy seeks to dishonor you. And he knows that at late night when it's dark and the enemy comes, he wants to tell you how unloved you are. And God wants to prove his love for this. He wants to demonstrate it in Jesus Christ. And so you are not without a voice of encouragement 24 hours a day. And that's amazing if you think about it.
I'm going to close out our program with Count Your Blessings Again by Tammy Renee Harris. She's going to be featured tonight around 6:45, putting on a great God-honoring concert along with some other.
You could get a slice of Giordano's pizza and her at the same time.
Yeah,
how amazing.
It is great.
It's like if you have one more thing, a chocolate cake.
Yeah. I think Jan's going to do some kind of cake.
If you got all, it's like the Trinity.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. Count Your Blessings. We're going to do that tonight, 4 to 8 p.m. Tomorrow, 9 to 2 p.m. Come out to the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square for our grand opening open house. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffel with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
Day, but things didn't go your way.